Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's editorials with a company update from Nucor Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NCAU and on the OTC markets under the symbol PRCNF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Luke Alexander. Now, Luke, let's follow up on a news release that came out just yesterday, U.S. Thanksgiving Thursday, November 26th. We got some drill results, 8 holes in total released from the Enchi Gold Project, all focused on the Niam area. Niam area already has a deposit on it, but some of these results, some of the drill holes are noteworthy. The headline number, 1.38 grams per ton gold over 45 meters. This includes 6.25 grams per ton gold over 6 meters. Luke, please give us a quick little update on what the strategy was here at Niam and what these 8 drill results are telling you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Corey. Thanks for having me on the show. Yeah, we're very pleased with the results that we put out at Niam. Niam is one of our 3 deposit areas at our Enchi project in Ghana. It has about 155,000 ounces as part of our 1.22 million ounce resource. We drilled 8 holes at Niam. Again, these were more kind of RC holes, which were focused on the oxides primarily, as well as getting into some of the sulfides. And we were very pleased with the results that came out. You highlighted it, you know, in terms of hole 17, 1.38 grams over 45 meters. Noteworthy is that from 8 meters down to 53. And as we got into those sulfides, and part of what we've been talking about is, and our view is that as we drill deeper going forward and getting into those sulfides, we'll get higher grades. So we were very pleased to have that 6.25 grams from 47 meters to 53. And we'll ultimately look to get back to Niam in early next year to do follow-up drilling on these and do some down-dip drilling as well to follow up on some of these positive results that we put out today.
So figure one, or I guess we can call it figure one in the news release, is a drill plan for the Niam area, and it shows the general size. I want you to break down what the strike length is now at Niam in terms of the deposit and in terms of this drilling that you've been doing.
Yeah, absolutely. So Niam's about, the anomaly is about 2 kilometers in length. To date, we've drilled on about a kilometer and a half of it. So from the north to the south, about a kilometer and a half. 3 of the holes that we drilled as part of this program were right at the southern end. And that hole 17 in particular, where we had those higher grades at depth and arguably would be the best hole that we had, is right at that southern end. So what we'll do is continue to follow up on the drilling by stepping out along strike, but then also following up on some of the other positive results we've had across the entire anomaly.
So, Luke, you mentioned that the Niam resource right around 155,000 ounces. In terms of grade, how did these results compare to the grade in that resource?
The bulk of the results that we put out were actually above the grade that we've got at Niam, so that's very encouraging and kind of speaks to the potential of the Niam deposit, and we're really excited to have these results and ultimately to be able to get back to Niam in early next year to follow up on these, as well as, you know, continuing to drill at depth, but also continuing to expand the resource in the oxides near surface.
So how is that balance going to work as we move into next year? Just to remind everybody, the company has a 58,000 meter program that is ongoing. It was initially an 8,000 meter program up to 58,000 meters. What is the balance in terms of attack strategy going to be in the near term for some of the near surface deposit and then looking deeper?
Yeah, so absolutely. As part of the press release that we put out, you'll see that we also announced that a second rig has shown up on site, with a third one showing up by the end of November. So the original rig that we had, the RC rig, which was drilling the 8,000 meter phase one portion of the program, it has pushed through that 8,000 meters and is continuing to drill. The second rig has just shown up. It has headed to our SUEM deposit and is going to be continuing to look to expand resource at SUEM and focusing on those oxides. The original rig is at Boeing at the moment, and continuing to drill along along that deposit and focusing on some of those gap areas that I've talked about in the past, some areas that have good anomaly as well as soil sampling that we've just never historically drilled. So those two RC rigs are drilling at the moment. The third rig that's coming in is actually a diamond rig. And that's the rig that we're going to start drilling the first deep holes into this project. We'll send that diamond rig initially to Boeing, where obviously we've got a very good geological understanding of the Boeing deposit, given all the historical drilling that's been done there. And those initial deeper holes will be targeted kind of the 250 to 350 meter range below surface. So very excited to get that third rig in the near term to be able to start drilling those holes. And then early next year, which is only a month away now, unbelievably, we will look to get another couple of rigs onto site and kind of be at five rigs drilling across the entire project. And a bunch of those holes will go into areas like Niam, Kojina Hill, Quackrom, and we'll also be up at Arati, all the way at the north of our project, and then 40 kilometers to the south, we'll start to do some of the first drilling ever at Suam South, which I'll remind your listeners is one of the largest anomalies on our project, 2.5 by 3.5 kilometers in size. So excited to get some of the first holes into there early next year as well. So lots of drilling is the big focus, and looking to get that 58,000 meters completed by May of next year.
So Luke, just one more comment regarding these Niam results, because as you have mentioned, these are higher grade than the resource, and the main hole 17, that was drilled on the southern edge of where the drilling has happened. What sort of follow-up work is going to happen and when is it going to happen to follow up on these higher grade results?
So for Niam specifically, because the work is ongoing at Boeing and Suam at the moment, and will be the initial focus of that deeper drilling that I mentioned when we get that rig later this month, the diamond rig. But at Niam specifically, we'll follow up there early next year on the higher grade results that we've had. But also, again, you've highlighted, and I've spoken about it, that some of these results are right up the southern end of the anomaly, which continues for another 500 meters. So we'll most likely also look to do some follow-up RC drilling by stepping out along strike at Niam. And again, all those kind of stepping out type holes that we drill, we view those as lower risk, and big part of the reason why we're so excited about the exploration opportunity.
Okay, so overall, we can expect, I think, a lot of drill results to be coming out of the company. You guys have been drilling. You're just adding a third rig very soon. So drill results will continue. And very much, it sounds like the focus is testing out a lot of these other areas, building off of resources, and even making new discoveries. And you have mentioned the deep component of that drilling, so that should be noteworthy to see. Just wrap us up, Luke, with what you want investors to keep an eye out for as it comes to news flow coming out of the company as we move into next year.
I think the biggest thing is going to be drilling. I mean, we've got a lot of drilling ahead of us. We're really excited about that drilling. And ultimately, you know, keep an eye out for the RC drilling that we're doing, which is, you know, relatively near surface, and we view as an opportunity to expand our existing resource at our known deposits. And then for the first time ever, keep an eye out for us to start releasing some deeper holes on this project, and hopefully getting into the higher grades, which we've got a good example here at Niam, that 6.25 grams that in the sulfides. And we think that could continue as we start to drill deeper down to that kind of 250 to 350 meter level, which I've talked about a few times on your show, including today. So drill results will be the real catalyst, and we're extremely excited about the opportunity ahead of us.
All right. Well, Luke, not much more to talk about here, but these results, obviously very encouraging for the company at the Niam deposit. The last few times we have talked about, it's been at other deposits, which there are a couple that the company is just continuing to work on expanding. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will also be posting the link to this news release below the interview so everyone can look over the table of the actual drill results, and some of the maps and figures that are included. Luke, thanks for your time today. We'll chat again as more news hits the market.